just last summer, mm-hmm. we had a plane crash right in mm-hmm. the middle of town. Four people lost their lives, and it was an upsetting event. But somehow, last week's homicides feel different. There's a different kind of upset that seems to be going on now. And I wondered if you could sort of maybe help us explain the difference between the two kinds of trauma that Sitka has experienced.
Some of the similarities are that they were unpredictable events in some way, in a lot of ways. We couldn't really anticipate that these events would happen. A sense of unpredictability and a loss of control in both situations. In the airplane crash that happened last year with Tess Haburn's house, we didn't really know those people. And it was an event that kind of came from the outside.
You know, I remember people bringing the firefighters coffee,
mm-hmm.
and there was a kind of mourning that was happening for the people and for Tess's home, but there was also kind of people could come in and help Tess mm-hmm. sift through the debris and things. Now it's just I feel people are a bit more adrift in their, I don't know, is it grief that they're feeling?
Well, grief, yes, but in some ways the grieving process has yet to really take hold. So we're still in kind of the initial shock phase of what's happened and people are trying to understand what's happened, and different people are telling different kinds of stories to themselves to try to make sense of why this could happen, how this could happen in our community. So we're still in, you know, one of the very early stages of even denial and disbelief and astonishment that this thing kind of event could even happen in our community. Most of us feel very insulated and invulnerable here in Sitka. You know, only the most unusual events of violence could happen here. But in fact, that's not really true. We just wear a lot of blinders and protect ourselves psychologically in ways that aren't helpful to us. So violence happens often in this community. And the Safe Shelter knows about that. The police department knows about it. Sitka Family Justice Center knows. And so these groups are all working very closely to prevent violence in our communities.
I went a sort of a civic gathering the day after the event, and nobody was saying anything about this. Yet that night, one of my own children seemed to break down in tears for no, you know, obvious reason that was connected to the events of the week. And so are we blinded to our reaction to this?
Perhaps not. On the one hand, you know, for first responders and for persons even in your kind of situation that have to report this kind of terrible news to the public, and for commercial agencies and businesses and civic groups that need to keep the city going and need to keep functioning, we've trained people and we've trained ourselves. You know, we have to keep going. We have to take care of our children. We have to do our jobs. We can't fall apart. Things have to keep happening, and that's part of our responsibility. At the same time, it doesn't mean it doesn't affect us. I know that the children at school have had exposure to this, and it's been discussed a lot. It's been in the paper. People know about this, and it's upsetting to most people because it's shattered their sense of invulnerability. They feel a need to connect more with their families. There's certainly a sense of loss of control, and part of that is a reality. We don't have control over a lot of things that happen in our lives, and that's one example of unpredictable violence.